Good afternoon, future students. This is the boarding announcement for Campus Gate. We are now inviting those passengers with interest in hydrogen engineering and social work. Please have your student ID cards and the motivation for a great experience ready. Regular application period will begin in June 2024. See you soon.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to study in two different countries? We want to find out more about this in detail today. We will share a few exciting facts about the two universities that are jointly offering the first THWS transnational degree programs. I, Lisa, will guide you through this episode. Let's start by introducing our two interview partners. Iris Wildfeuer is the project coordinator and head of the section hosted programs at the German Jordanian University. Our second guest is Omar, a student from the GJU in his German year here at the THWS in Würzburg. Before we talk to our guests, I'm going to briefly introduce the German Jordanian University to you. The GJU is one of the 10 public Jordanian universities. After several years of planning and implementation, the university started with its first students in autumn 2005. GJU is one of the largest so-called binational universities with a strong German dimension worldwide. Compared to other universities, it's still rather young and particularly focuses on technological and engineering programs. It is mainly visited by students from Jordan and other Arab countries, and due to its strong German bonds, around 100 German students complete exchanges there per year. The language of instruction and communication at the university is English, but all students there also learn German. The university is located about half an hour drive south of the capital Amman and on the outskirts of Madaba. There are currently 8 faculties with 30 degree programs and around 4,500 of all students at GJU. A special feature is, among other things, a compulsory year in Germany, which students spend at a German university and an internship in a company in Germany. So now let's hear something from Anna Theresia, who is currently in Jordan, interviewing Iris Wildfeuer.
Can you briefly introduce yourself and outline your story with the THWS and GJU?
So my name is Iris. I studied in Spain and graduated from the University of Salamanca in Spain in translation. I've always been really interested in living abroad and especially staying for a longer time in a country so that you really get to immerse yourself in the culture. I would recommend this to anyone. This is also how I ended up in Jordan and started working for the GJU. The GJU has a similar philosophy where at the German Jordanian University, all students travel to Germany and have this exact experience that I was lucky enough to have myself during my study years. And this is also how, since THWS is a very strong partner of the German Jordanian University, I last year changed my position within the university and started working for the Campus Gate.
For how long have the GJU and the THWS been working together?
So it's a very solid, long-standing, deep partnership that started in 2008. There have always been a lot of projects that the two universities have carried out together in all the different faculties, all the different specialties that the two universities offer. The exchange ranges from student exchange, of course, which is the main focus of the German Jordanian University, but also exchange on the level of the faculty that travel from THWS to GJU to teach here. There have been smaller student mobilities with groups of students, also trainers or also administrative personnel have been exchanging between the two universities. So basically, the collaboration has been building since 2008, but in 2022, THWS actually became the first strategic partner of the German Jordanian University, and this for the future will mean even more intense collaboration. There's extremely close relationships on professional and personal level between the two universities, and I would say for the future it's only going to get stronger and deeper.
The GJU hosts the two THWS social work and hydrogen engineering courses as a partner for the THWS. Why especially these two study courses?
So this is actually the program that I changed into last year. Here in GGU called the hosted programs, especially because the GGU functions as a host for these two majors that are actually from THWS. So why these courses, these specific majors are extremely innovative and modern and needed for both countries. So the focus from the beginning was on something that could benefit both countries. When this idea was first brought up by GGU to have a hosted program, it was decided to focus, for example, on the discipline of hydrogen, which would be finding the ideal conditions here in the MENA region to be produced with the excess of sunlight, with also the fact that Jordan is politically stable. It would be a perfect country to produce hydrogen. So as a university, to have the opportunity to have a major in hydrogen engineering here was perfect. And of course, THWS offers the expertise and has the teaching available, the teachers, the professors who can then teach here at GGU. Essentially, the graduates from this program would have the option to work both in Jordan and in Germany. In Germany, there is a high demand already of engineers from the field. In Jordan, this industry is still building, but it will also come. In the neighboring countries like Saudi Arabia, Oman, Qatar, they're all already looking into producing hydrogen. This is what I mean with innovative and really happening now. By the time the first engineers graduate from the program, it's the exact right time to also find work in both countries. It's also important to say that both the hydrogen and the social work major have the accreditation also in both countries. So whatever the professionals want to go into, they will find a job. For social work, obviously, everyone is aware of the very singular position that Jordan has politically of being a peaceful country in quite a tumultuous region. Social work here is definitely something that is needed. The country has a lot of NGOs that are working here from all different nations, the Americans, the French with ACTED, the German with the GIZ. So having social workers who have a German bachelor's degree and who study their full degree here in the English language, it's singular for that. Other universities in Jordan might offer a social work major, but not completely taught in English. So these graduates would speak English and German, would have a German degree and could then work here in the NGOs, would also without a problem find work in Germany, because social work right now is one of the professions in Germany where most workers are needed. This is what I mean with mutually beneficial. The two countries with the two universities would be working together on building a workforce that could work in both professions in both countries, essentially.
What makes the GGU a special university in the Middle East?
So GGU is basically known for this connection to Germany. It's the German Jordanian University. This is the collaboration that it's based on. Its specialty is essentially that every student that studies at GGU needs to spend a full year in Germany. In this time, they will both study at one of the 120 partner universities. And then in the second semester, they need to find an internship. They will gain work experience with one of the partners that we have in the German industry. This then means that a student that graduates from GGU has added another language to their resume, and they've also gained some work experience. This in turn then leads to GGU alumni having a very high rate of employability, whether they return to Jordan or stay in Germany. I would say this is probably the big advantage that GGU has over the other universities in the Middle East. But this also means that there are the other exchange programs and a lot of cultural experience for the students, sensibilization for other cultures, open-mindedness, a lot of the different soft skills that then help making them a full, well-rounded individual by the time they graduate. And I think this is the beauty of the German-Jordanian University.
How and why does the THWS stand out as a partner for the GGU?
The partnership between THWS and GGU is very long-standing, very stable. It has led to a lot of exchange between the two universities. Since this April, actually, we have a new agreement that 8 of the 10 schools or faculties from THWS have a partnership with the faculties here. So student exchange right now is happening on every level for every specialty. There has also always been a tradition of joint projects, of sending flying faculty, teaching staff coming from THWS to GGU. This is now intensified through the collaboration on the hosted programs, where where THWS is actually the first German university to have an office here on the campus that I sit in and that I coordinate. And no one of the German partners has this, so this also really represents how close this collaboration is. Of course, this was also intensified and helped a lot by the fact that the former TJU vice president is from THWS, so it's led over the years to something that's not just a collaboration, but also a friendship.
Definitely. What makes this project so special for you personally?
So the hosted programs on these two majors that we now have new at the university, they are a pilot, they are a new type of collaboration, which is very interesting. As I said, every GJU student travels to Germany for a year, but they still return and they graduate here at GJU. Now, with these two new programs, what we can offer the students is graduating directly in Germany with a German bachelor's degree. This, again, is mutually beneficial for both universities and both countries. It means essentially the German side who are looking for labor force, who are looking for workers, because Germany has a problem in that area, basically. So they get people who would have just done their internship. If the company wants to directly hire them, that's possible. And the Jordanian side has the option of helping students really find a future and a direct path into the German industry if they choose. It also helps both countries to benefit from the expertise that they have and to basically work together. It's this collaboration that makes it really exciting for me, and to see how on the academic level, on the administrative level, and then on the level of the students, we all work together to make this possible.
Is there anything else you would like to share on the behalf of this project? If something comes to your mind.
I think in general it's beautiful that through the GJU, Germany and Jordan have a connection. I don't think that Jordan is necessarily a country that many Germans think about too much or have on their radar. And I like being part of something that helps people from both sides get to know each other a little bit more.
Iris gave us an insight, full impression into her work at Campus Gate in Jordan. But now let's gather some facts about Germany before we welcome our next guest. Germany is the most populated country in the European Union. With around 83.2 million people, Germany has a federal structure with 16 individual states, such as Bavaria, where the THWS is located. Germany is the largest economic power in Europe. In the European Union, Germany is the most widely spoken native language, even ahead of English. Several things that we use in our everyday life were invented in Germany. These include the X-ray machine, the pocket watch, the diesel engine, Fanta, the world's famous brands, Adidas and Puma are also German brands. Germany is known as the country of poets and thinkers. Germany is the fourth largest automobile manufacturer in the world. BMW, Mercedes and Volkswagen are German brands. About 9,300 students registered in the winter semester of 2023-24, of which 6,100 are in Würzburg and 3,200 students in Schweinfurt. We have about 22 bachelor degree programs, 18 master's degree programs, 5 of the bachelor and master's degree programs are international.
Now Omar, a Jordanian student who is currently here at THWS, will tell us a little bit about his experience in Germany and about THWS.
For how long have you been studying in Würzburg now, and what were your first impressions of Germany at THWS?
So I've been studying in Würzburg for 4 months now. I've been in Germany since the end of February 2024. This was definitely a very nice experience. It was a little bit of a culture shock, as there are some differences in the culture, but it is all part of the experience, and it definitely made me grow further as a person, learn about more cultures, more environments, know how to adapt to different environments, and yeah.
Can you tell some differences you noticed between studying at GJU and THWS, and is it hard to cope with them?
So the main differences I noticed between studying at GGU and THWS are the dependency ratio on professors and the dependency on students. In GGU, we are used to professors always following up on us, asking us if we're going to attend lectures. If we do not attend lectures, that has consequences. When we enroll in a course, we are automatically signed for that examination. Here, there is a strong reliance on the student, and that is also part of the experience on teaching you how to be an independent person. It was definitely a difference. I wouldn't say it was hard for me to cope with it, but it was definitely a challenge. But also, it made me grow as a more independent person.
Do you think it's a necessary and great experience to do a German year throughout your studies, and why do you think so?
Okay, so my university, the German Jordan University, provides its students with an opportunity of a lifetime, which is combining both practical and educational experiences. And as much as I thought I was independent in Jordan, coming to Germany just made me realize how dependent I was on my surroundings, on my family, on my friends. Coming here, doing everything alone, going through everything alone, definitely made me grow as an independent person, a more reliant person, a person that knows how to cope with situations by themselves. And I am so proud of that. Next to that, I would like to also add that coming to Germany, doing one semester, knowing the differences in teaching styles and examination styles, knowing how different universities in different regions actually operate is very interesting. And also the 6 months of the mandatory internship subsequent to the change semester is very helpful, as I graduate with almost 1 year of experience with the practical experience I did in Jordan and the 6 months here. And that is definitely a competitive advantage when graduating and wanting to go into the field I majored in.
What advice for studying in Germany would you give your fellow GJU students, including those who are studying the two new THWS degree programs at GJU?
Okay, so I really like how nature and scenery is appreciated in Germany and protected in a very environmental friendly way. And environmental friendliness is a very important aspect in Germany, which I respect very highly. Adding on to that, I really like how accepting the infrastructure is built based on the needs of all people. When we're talking about, for example, disabilities, that most streets, most buildings, most traffic lights and buses are prepared in a way where persons with disabilities can easily navigate around Germany. And that is something that is very important to me as a person, because I'm a person that is very interested in volunteering. And additionally, I have a family member, my father, that has a disability, and seeing such streets done in such a nice way, which is accepting of all people, is very nice and very interesting. Lastly, I'd like to talk about public transportation. Public transportation in Jordan is so hectic, it is not even usable. Here in Germany, we do not use anything other than public transportation, whether it is for long distance or short distance, walking, using the buses, using long distance trains. That is the way I transport, and a lot of students transport, and there is a big difference, and I do really like that about Germany.
So thank you, Omar, for taking the time to tell us so much about your experiences here in Germany. I wish you all the best and good luck for your upcoming internship.
I'd like to thank you for this opportunity for me to share my experience and give advices to my fellow colleagues. I wish you all the best.
I think there were a lot of exciting aspects we heard today. I hope you have gained now a little insight into the differences between two universities and what a great experience it will be for the future students to embark on this transnational academic adventure. I hope you are ready for the next two episodes, which revolve around the topic of social work. I'm really excited to see what we'll find out about. With that, I say goodbye to you, because Elena will take care of you in the next two episodes. I wish you a nice day or evening whenever you're listening to this episode. Bye bye!
Future students, the captain is about to land at the THWS in Würzburg. Please send your application and fasten your seatbelt. Also, make sure not to miss out on further information on the websites linked below. If you have any questions about the CampusGate project, please don't hesitate to text the official website account. We hope you had a fun time listening to this episode. See you next time!